Christmas, the season of giving, a compilation.
One Christmas, when I was a teenager, my father and I were standing in line to buy tickets for the circus. Finally, there was only one family between us and the ticket counter. That family made a lasting impression on me. There were 8 children, all under the age of 12. From the way they were dressed, you could tell they didn't have much money, but their clothes were clean. The children were well behaved, standing in pairs behind their parents, holding hands. They were so excited about the clowns, the animals, and all the acts they would see. From their excitement, you could tell they had never been to a circus before. It was going to be a highlight of their young lives. The father and mother stood proudly at the front of their little group. The mother was holding her husband's hand, looking at him as if to say, "You're my knight in shining armor." He was smiling, enjoying seeing his family happy. The ticket lady asked how many tickets he wanted, and he proudly responded, "I want 8 children's tickets and 2 adult tickets." Then she announced the price. The wife let go of her husband's hand. Her head dropped, and the man's lip began to quiver. He leaned in closer and asked, "How much did you say?" The ticket lady repeated the price. He didn't have enough money. How was he supposed to turn around and tell his 8 kids that he couldn't afford to take them to the circus? Seeing what was happening, my dad reached into his pocket, pulled out a $20 bill, and dropped it on the ground. We weren't rich by any means. My father bent down, picked up the $20 bill, tapped the man on the shoulder and said, "Excuse me, sir, this must have fallen out of your pocket." The man understood what was happening. He looked straight into my father's eyes, took my dad's hand in both of his, squeezed the bill tightly, and with trembling lips and a tear streaming down his cheek, he replied, "Thank you, sir. This means so much to me and my family." My father and I went back to our car and drove home. The $20 my dad gave away that Christmas season was what we had planned to use for our own tickets. Although we didn't see the circus that night, we felt a joy inside us that was far greater. That day, I learned the true value of giving. If you want to be great, learn to give. Love has nothing to do with what you expect to get, only with what you expect to give. Everything. The importance of giving and blessing others cannot be overstated, because there is always joy in giving. Let's make someone happy this Christmas through acts of giving. Dan Clark. Oswald Goelter was a missionary in northern China during the 1940s. After 10 years of service, he was returning home. His ship stopped in India, and while waiting for a boat home, he found a group of refugees living in a warehouse on the pier. Unwanted by anyone else, the refugees were stranded there. Goelter went to visit them. As it was the Christmas season, he wished them a Merry Christmas and asked them what they would like for Christmas. "We're not Christians," they said, We don't believe in Christmas. I know, said the missionary, but what do you want for Christmas? They described some pastries they were particularly fond of. And so Oswald Galter cashed in his ticket, used the money to buy baskets and baskets of the pastries, took them to the refugees, and wished them a Merry Christmas. When he later repeated the incident to a class, a student said, "But sir, why did you do that for them? They weren't Christians. They don't even believe in Jesus." "I know," he replied, "but I do." Author unknown. I gave my adult kids a gift of money for Christmas so they could buy whatever they wanted or needed. I put no disclaimers or conditions on the gift I gave them. I didn't say, "You've got to spend this wisely." I didn't say, "You've got to use this for something you really want but can't afford to buy." I didn't say, "Use this money to pay your bills." I left it wide open. That's why we call it a gift. It's up to the receiver what they will do with what they've been given. Yes, the one who receives a gift can use it foolishly if they so choose. They can squander it. They can choose not to use it at all if they want to. So when we decide to give a person a gift, a risk is involved, even a gamble at times. With all this in mind, think about the tremendous risk God took when he gave the gift of his only begotten Son to the world on the very first Christmas morning. He knew there would be those who would reject the gift, those who would not see the value in it, those who'd exchange the gift for something that this world offers instead. Even on Christmas Day, on the day of his Son's birth, there are those who don't even recognize the gift at all. It lays on the ground like an unopened Christmas present. Imagine the rejection you'd feel if you gave your very best gift to someone and they didn't even open it. How painful that would be. Yet, this is what God, in his great love, did for the whole world. A gift was given to you and me. We weren't commanded to receive it. Even the most unworthy of us is still eligible to receive and open the gift. Some have opened the gift and received it with gratefulness, only to later toss it aside in pursuit of worldly gain. Yet the gift still remains available to all. God loves you so much that he took a risk. He gave you his greatest gift of all. I hope you see its value and receive it this Christmas season. Greg A. Lane. What could we give Jesus for his birthday? You're not just giving a few Christmas presents to the Lord. You're not just giving baskets to the poor one time a year. You're not just taking an offering for the poor, but your love and labors have gone out as bread on the waters, and the Lord has multiplied it until it has fed many. When you share Jesus' love with others, you are giving him a Christmas present every day. When you share the gospel, God's word, with others, you are giving people the opportunity to receive the good news of salvation for their souls. What shall I give thee, Master, thou who didst die for me? How can I give less than give of my best, when thou hast given all to me? What shall I give thee, Master, thou who didst die for me? How can I give less than all of my best? I must give all to thee. David Brant Berg. My prayer for you this Christmas. Dear one, it is not within my power to give you all the special things you need and deserve. So this Christmas I'll offer a prayer for you, asking God to give you his very best. First, I pray for your happiness. The Bible calls it joy. My prayer for you is for joy that lasts even when things don't go just right. Next, I pray for peace in your heart, a sweet knowledge that God is in control and that he won't let anything happen that he won't give you the grace for. And I pray for you to have faith, strong faith, based on the most wonderful realities of all, God and his love and his promises to everyone who loves him. Last but not least, I pray for you to experience love. Great love, overflowing love, patient love, purposeful love, abiding love, strong love, encouraging love, God's love in all its wondrous forms. Chloe West.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.